WROCV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal court appearance in Los Angeles today for Hunter Biden to enter a plea to tax-related charges.
The president's son has called the charges politically motivated. He faces 17 years in prison if convicted. It comes just one day after Hunter's high-drama appearance on Capitol Hill, surprising lawmakers, walking into a House hearing where Republicans were preparing to hold him in contempt for refusing to testify behind closed doors. Hunter Biden has long said he would answer their questions, but only in public.
ABC's Andrea Fagee. We find out later today what inflation has been up to. The government releases its gauge of inflation at the retail level, expected to show a slight increase from last month, but down significantly from a year before. Saying it's a decision best left to parents, Ohio Governor Michael DeWine vetoed legislation banning gender-affirming care for minors. Republicans in the Ohio House quickly overrode that veto and sent it to the state Senate. This is ABC News. Here in New York City, arrests after the discovery of a secret tunnel beneath a synagogue in Brooklyn.
Chaos Monday inside the historic Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. A brawl between police and what's described as a rogue group of extremist students accused of digging an underground tunnel into the synagogue as a makeshift passageway for after-hours use. Baruch Dehan witnessed it.
Ultimately broke through the wall in the sanctuary and vandalized that wall.
Police say nine men between 19 and 21 years old have been arrested. The synagogue forced to temporarily close for repairs. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Tales of the criminal entrepreneurial spirit. 12 months community service, the sentence for Englishman Drew Marshall for defrauding eBay buyers, auctioning off what he claimed was the late Queen Elizabeth's walking stick, proceeds to go to cancer research. Bidding hit almost $700 U.S. before Marshall canceled the listing after learning police were investigating. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that has the potential to bring snow starting late tonight with over 6 or more inches possible. Also, strong wind gusts from 50 to 55 possible late Friday night. That's going to be a problem as well. Stay tuned for updates. Today, light snow. This morning, cloudy. 31 tonight. Snow will start late. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games. 292 tackles. 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Here we use a lot of F words. Food, fiber, and farming. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Frosty as well on a Thursday morning. Yes, you're right. There is more snow falling across the state of Wisconsin. Come on in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke on the radio. And we're talking about more wintry weather that's coming our way today. And then another winter storm advisory in effect, basically for the whole state. A lot of folks that really need to pay attention in the Fox Valley all the way down to the Milwaukee area for Friday. Today, we'll have snow this morning, and then it should taper off. Give us a chance to kind of regroup before the next front comes in. It's going to stay cloudy today, though. Highs around 28 degrees. Winds pretty manageable out of the west-northwest, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight is when that potential winter storm starts kicking up and causing us issues. Overnight tonight, they say we could get 1 to 3 inches of snow. Then tomorrow is kind of a watch day. They are not exactly sure how much snow is going to be coming in on Friday. Kind of depends on where you're going to be. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist will bring us more specific details. He'll join us in about 15 minutes. Tomorrow they're looking for daytime highs around 32 and the winds are really going to kick up. Well, we're hoping our dairy markets are kicking up a little bit more in the beginning of the new calendar year. Cody Koster, one of the broker analysts with EverAg, is going to be joining us. And yes, you know it. We've got a brand new Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs 2024. She was selected from a field of 35 last evening at the Wisconsin Fair Association's convention in Wisconsin Dells. Our own Charity Seebecker was there to visit with her, and we've got the results coming up.
There goes Pam Youngke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to the dairy farmers of Wisconsin, promoting Wisconsin's world-class dairy products since 1983. Look for their Proudly Wisconsin badge on dairy products. And to Cleary Building Corp. They protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Twitter.
Now, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that the average adult has anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 taste buds? Yeah. Here's the sad part, though. We lose taste buds as we get older. What? Don't you want every one of those taste buds to be happy? Well, I've got an answer. Bavaria sausage. Yep. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke here for Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5, or always open online, BavariaSausage.com. I'll tell you what, every one of those taste buds in your mouth will jump for joy when they see what's coming their way. The authentic old world flavor of their brats. What about all of the artisan cheeses and all of the unique flavors in between? Don't let one of those taste buds be disappointed. Head on over, BavariaSausage.com or the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Tell them the Farm Babe sent you. You see them all over the state of Wisconsin, depending on what circles you travel in. I'm talking about our Wisconsin auctioneers. But listen, this is much more than just the folks you see at the meat animal sale or the folks that you see at a farm estate sale or something like that. It is a profession that is always looking for new talent. Riley Call is in studio with us. He is the current president of the Wisconsin Auctioneers Association. They've got their state convention coming up right away in the new calendar year, and we're kind of talking a little bit about trends. Riley, how long you been doing this?
Gosh, well, I've been president for the past year, but as a member, I think we'll go back to 1995 when I first got my license, and ever since then.
Tell me a little bit about how the industry has changed. We were talking about it before you got on air, the diversity of the auctions that you're involved in now, size of the auctions, and technology now a big part of the auction business, too.
Oh, yes. You know, prior to the pandemic, you might have thought there was more live auctioneers, but online has taken a bigger presence, but the live auctioneer is still vital to the industry as well. And technology, well, we've got AI, and we actually do have a speaker coming talking about artificial intelligence at the convention this year.
Yep, and that convention, just in case you want to jot the dates down, January 29th through the 31st this year, they're going to be at the Lodge at Mauston, the Lodge at Mauston. And I'll tell you right now, if you want to follow the group, or let's say that you have been involved in some auctions, might want to upgrade your skill set, then go to the Wisconsin Auctioneers website. That's wisconsinauctioneers.org. Let's talk a little bit more about the trends that you're noticing, Riley. Now, 2023, how busy were you? Are people still turning to the auction service as a means to kind of get business done? Give me and membership. Tell me a little bit, as board president, the way you are kind of seeing your membership.
Well, I think the trend is we're each and every one of us busier than we could ever imagine. Sometimes being older, I wish it would have happened when I was younger. Yes, definitely. Both live and the online. We have 150 members of our association. There's 400 licensed Wisconsin auctioneers in the state of Wisconsin. But being a part of the Wisconsin Auctioneers Association, we go above and beyond what the state requires. And you'll see that at the convention as well.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about why the professional association has been something you stay dedicated with. For me, I mean, the professional organizations that I'm involved with, aside from improvement in my skill set, it's also a lot about camaraderie for me. I've got to believe the same for you.
Oh, yes. It's when you get together with a group of your competitors, let's say, we're still working together to make the auction industry the best it can be, and with the going above and beyond the requirements of the state, we have additional education, and you can go to the national level as well, and even get further education through the national level as well.
You know, the other thing I want to come back to that I started our conversation with, that is, I always think about our auctioneers as people that are involved in agriculture, but I'm sure that you see an awful lot of auctioneers, especially during the state convention, that really do a wide variety of things. Some may not even get involved at all with agriculture.
Right. You're right. I mean, there's many different marketplaces to sell your items, but with you can talk about antiques, collectibles, general household. People need their houses cleaned out when they have to move to another facility as well, and then you have benefit auctions, and a lot of people didn't think that was a thing. It's huge. Benefit auctions are huge.
And there's something that's a common denominator all over the United States. Riley Call in studio with us, not only an auctioneer himself, but currently the president of the Wisconsin Auctioneers Association. They've got their state convention January 29th through the 31st. It's going to be at the Lodge in Mauston. That website, again, wisconsinauctioneers.org. So as board president then, Riley, tell me a little bit about how you pulled the convention together, or helped pull the convention together. Where did you want the emphasis to be?
Well, the emphasis is working together. That's the theme of this year's convention. Sometimes we think we're working together, but there is more we can do within our association, not to mention the entire public. I mean, working together is necessary to further and make your association grow and make your life grow, for that matter.
I see some of the guest speakers that you've got coming in might not necessarily at first blush be something that people would assume auctioneers want to hear about. For example, you've got some folks coming in from Quick Trip. Tell me a little bit about the guest speakers, kind of the lineup for the couple days worth of seminars.
Yeah, Ben Liebel is going to be coming to talk from Quick Trip. Let's say he's going to be like our motivational speaker. And then we have Josh Lowensteiner. He's from the NAA, and he'll be talking about salesmanship, and he'll be talking about the CAI class, Certified Auction Institute, which is a three-year class, which a lot of our members take as well. Then we have Dave Taylor, and he's going to be talking about artificial intelligence. And Wade Bear, a board member from the National Auction Association, is going to be speaking on advocacy.
You know, there are some items that are, shall we say, a little bit more monitored. People have to understand that auctioneers in Wisconsin, as you alluded at the outset, are kind of bound to some guidelines, some regulations, some code of conduct. That's either through the state licensing or through the association. You're also going to be focused in on some of those updates, too.
Yes, every 2 years, as required by the state, every auctioneer has to have 12 hours of continuing education. And if you come to the convention, we offer 6 hours every year, and then that you know, fulfills your requirements. And then this year, we're going to be speaking on ethics, and we'll have a lawyer in there talking the legal aspects, and then insurance as well. All very necessary items to cover for your license.
So you've invited the friends from the Department of Transportation. People might not necessarily put two and two together there with auctioneers and the Department of Transportation, but you guys really, when an auction is going on, you turn into the smartest people in the room when it comes to some of these things.
Yeah, well, you know, we're the smartest people, but we're well-educated. We just continue. You can never have enough education. And we'll have some roundtable discussions with the DOT, an answer and question session. We did have a Zoom membership meeting in one part of the year with the ATF regarding firearms. And we have a discussion about having a regional convention rather than a state convention. And then our legislative committee will be talking about there's so much on the legislative table now, especially with firearms as well, that if you come to the convention, you're going to find these things out. And we have a team that's highly dedicated to letting our legislators know what we need.
Again, Riley Call in studio with us. He's the president of the Wisconsin Auctioneers Association. Their state convention coming up January 29th through the 31st, as he said, at the Lodge in Mauston. How's going, Riley, as far as recruitment? I think every facet of any business struggles with trying to find new talent that really can get their arms around the business pretty quickly. How are you guys doing in the auctioneer business?
I think there are a number of schools around, and we keep in touch with them for new graduates. We actually had there's a new graduate that graduated from the auctioneer's school, became a member, and he's going to be in the auctioneer's contest as well. And I'm pretty sure you know him, too.
Cool. Well, that's good. That's good. Seeing young blood come in, always important. So, again, if people are interested, wisconsinauctioneers.org. If I'm just kind of a casual observer, Riley, or maybe I'm somebody that is thinking about, as you pointed out, a nonprofit fundraiser, something like that. Are they welcome, or is it just kind of for the hardcore auctioneers?
Oh, no, you can come to the convention as well. If you go on the website, you'll see the registration form and in all aspects. In fact, the National Auction Association did change their name from National Auctioneers Association, and we've had some thought within the state of Wisconsin of maybe doing the same thing. So we're going to be talking about that as well with our members, too, to see if that's a possibility. So that includes every person in the auction business.
If you're curious, if you've always wondered about it, or if you're thinking about it as a career move, now's your opportunity. Wisconsin Auctioneer is getting together for their state convention January 29th through the 31st at the Lodge in Mauston, wisconsinauctioneers.org, the website. Am I forgetting anything else, Riley, you want to make sure people have at their fingertips?
No, I think we've covered it all, but we really appreciate the fact that you let us come in here today. You know, the auction industry is an industry that is changing, but still is vital to the marketing and selling of all your items that you might have.
Yeah, just stop and think about how many times you've seen them in action. Now they're coming together in the state convention to try to figure out what 2024 is going to look like and beyond. Riley Call, president of the Wisconsin Auctioneers Association. Again, that website, wisconsinauctioneers.org. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
19-1750.
An industry that feeds the world is definitely an industry worth talking about. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, Wisconsin is talking about our weather. Time to talk with Stu Muck about what's coming up next. We just get a chance to get everything cleaned up, and now we're starting to dirty the yard again. More white stuff floating around out there this morning, huh, Stu?
There's more white stuff, not in the west, but in eastern Wisconsin this morning. Some snowfall here in the Fond du Lac area. Just looking out the window, I've got maybe an inch, but a nice new covering. And there's plenty of snow. It extends all the way from up around Marinette, Menominee, back into central Wisconsin near Stevens Point, Madison, and more in the eastern part of the state. That's all going to draw to a close, pushing further east today and ending as we expect to see that cool front sweep through out of the northwest. The much larger storm like we had just the other day builds up out of the southwest to wrap up the week. And that's why later tonight and into the day tomorrow, I expect snow. Winter storm watch is already in effect starting around midnight tonight at La Crosse and 6 a.m. elsewhere. And they go right on into Saturday morning when some heavy snow very well is going to build in with stronger winds, colder air to follow. Boy, that sounds like great news. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here. With grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
Stu, tell me more about this storm coming in. Man, looks like La Crosse could really get hit.
La Crosse could get quite a bit out of this one, and then I'm seeing a new map indicating that eastern Wisconsin, which they really got a lot of rain right along the lakeshore, they might get some big piles and are most likely to see precipitation over all of us. Let's boil it down. Today, still some light snow, central and eastern Wisconsin. That comes to an end, a cloudy day, and a lot of 30-degree readings or upper 20s. Winds becoming more west and then even southwest later on today at about 5 to 10. Cloudy skies tonight. That snow develops. Remember that winter storm watch kicking in at midnight at La Crosse, and I expect snow develops then through the night into the morning in the east, mid-20s over overnight. South winds become east, 5 to 15. Cloudy snow, blowing snow Friday. Here's some winter again. Low 30s. The northeast winds 15 to 25. Gusting near 30. Snow lasts overnight into Saturday. Snow and blowing snow, mostly cloudy Saturday. Low 20s for highs. West winds 15 to 25. Gusting to 30. Pam, it really looks to me like some 5 to 10 inch amounts kind of spread across southern Wisconsin. Ooh. And the winds and temperatures then by Sunday and Monday, we see nighttime lows below zero and wind chills down at 20 and 30 below.
And they're going to move that snow around with that wind, too. All right, Stu, we'll talk about it tomorrow as it's happening. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal court appearance in Los Angeles today for Hunter Biden, who entered a plea to tax-related charges.
The president's son has called the charges politically motivated. He faces 17 years in prison if convicted. It comes just one day after Hunter's high-drama appearance on Capitol Hill, surprising lawmakers, walking into a House hearing where Republicans were preparing to hold him in contempt for refusing to testify behind closed doors. Hunter Biden has long said he would answer their questions, but only in public.
ABC's Andrea Fagee. We find out later today what inflation has been up to. The government releases its gauge of inflation at the retail level, expected to show a slight increase from last month, but down significantly from a year before. Saying it's a decision best left to parents, Ohio Governor Michael DeWine vetoed legislation banning gender-affirming care for minors. Republicans in the Ohio House quickly overrode that veto and sent it to the state Senate. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers getting ready for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, preparing to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Running back Aaron Jones missed games this year due to a hamstring injury, followed by a sprained MCL. At age 29, is he concerned about his future with the team?
Nah, I mean, we're in a playoff run, so this is where I want to be, so I don't see why I would be thinking about that. I have another year under contract, so how can we get the job done in Dallas?
After losing to the Packers for the 10th time in a row, the Chicago Bears have fired their offensive coaching staff, including coordinator and former Packer assistant Luke Getsy. After 2 years, Matt Eberflus remains head coach. College basketball, Marquette losing at home, 69-62 to Butler. The Badgers with a win at Ohio State, 71-62. Head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. I mean, we took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified...
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that has the potential to bring snow starting late tonight with over 6 or more inches possible. Also, strong wind gusts from 50 to 55 possible late Friday night. That's going to be a problem as well. Stay tuned for updates. Today, light snow this morning, cloudy, 31 tonight. Snow will start late. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at wiscaregivercdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Compare him to this guy, but the jump in play.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
More like hang on to your snowblowers and shovels. That's kind of the prescription for at least the next 24 to 48 hours. Morning again, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Tickled to have you along with us. Yeah, just be aware. The snow that we're experiencing in some parts of Wisconsin this morning should taper off later today. And then just cloudy skies. We'll see a high around 28. But then starting later this afternoon into the evening hours, we're under another winter storm watch. This next one that's coming in on Friday could bring anywhere from another 1 to 5 inches of snow, maybe even more in the Fox Valley area, as well as down in the Milwaukee area. The thing about what's going to come our way Friday are the winds. They're projecting that winds could gust up to 20, 30 miles an hour. And this snow, as compared to the snow we picked up earlier this week, is going to be a lot lighter. That means it's going to blow around a lot more. So we got some issues we're going to have to watch out for, but we'll keep you up to speed on the latest details as best we can. So glad you're along with us. So today is the 11th day of January. What can I tell you? Some interesting tidbits for the state of Wisconsin on this day. In 1887, Aldo Leopold was born. He became a major player in modern environmental movements. He was a conservationist, a professor, as well as an author. He graduated from Yale, worked for the U.S. Forest Service in the Southwest, came up through the operations, and in 1924, he became associate director for the Forest Products Laboratory that still is here in downtown Madison. He also was instrumental in establishing the first U.S. soil conservation demonstration area just outside of La Crosse in Coon Valley. That was back in 1934. Major player for conservation, born on this day back in 1887, Aldo Leopold's birthday. In 1968, on this date, Rock County farmers, members of the National Farmers Organization, got together. They held back their grain from local processors. What they wanted to do was drive up their price. They were hoping to receive $1.50 per bushel for corn compared to the 80 cents they were getting paid, and $3 a bushel for soybeans compared to $2.35 per bushel they were being paid at that time. This protest, Rock County Farmers with the National Farmers Organization, happened on this day in 1968. In 1935, Amelia Earhart flew solo from Hawaii to Oakland, California. First person that ever did that. She did that on this day in 1935. And now you know. We want you to know Wisconsin has got a new 2024 Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs. That ambassador for all fairs across the state of Wisconsin selected from a field of 35 last night at the Wisconsin Fair Association's annual convention. All outstanding candidates. Our own Charity Seebecker was there when 21-year-old Kelsey Henderson, representing the Racine County Fair, was named the 2024 Fairest of the Fairs. And she tells Charity what she believes helped bring her to this point as far as leadership and her passion for fairs.
She tells me that her passion for agriculture stems from growing up on her family's farm and showing livestock.
It is an extreme honor. It is so amazing to represent my county fair, the Racine County Fair, along with all the other great counties Wisconsin has to offer. I'm extremely excited to represent Wisconsin State Fair and be the 2024 Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and how your passion for the fair industry began.
That's an easy one. Agriculture, I always say, is my past, it's my present, and it's my future. I was really fortunate to grow up on my family's farm in Racine County, along with really actively show livestock and be involved at the fair. So it's simple to say it ran in the family, and off I went. Through organizations like 4-H and FFA, I was truly able to find my own path in agriculture, which led me to where I currently am. I currently attend Iowa State University, where I'm a senior majoring in agricultural business. At Iowa State, I love to stay involved and do many great things within the community and within my college as well.
What made you decide to run for the Racine County Fairest of the Fair? Maybe what did you implement at your fair as fairest to really help connect people to agriculture?
When I got the opportunity to run for the Racine County Fairest of the Fair, it was an easy yes, as I absolutely love the Racine County Fair. I truly believe that Racine County and the fair specifically made me who I am today. I've never missed a day of the Racine County Fair, and I'm thankful for all that has given me and to leading me to this point in my life. As the Racine County Fairest of the Fair, I was able to implement many things, along with interact with so many great people. One of my highlights of my year was our social media platform. I took the goal to truly show what the fair means and the behind the scenes so that everyone can get an inside scoop and then bring them to the fair to show what it's all about.
It obviously takes a good support system behind you to get you to where you are, to be able to accomplish all of these things. So take me through, who really helped you prepare to become the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs, and how did you just prepare for this few days of grueling process of interviewing?
The list of people is super, super long. I would definitely have to say my family and friends are super supportive, and all my other loved ones. They always encourage me to follow my dreams, and I think that's the biggest inspiration as you go into a contest like this. Beyond that, Racine County Fair Board and the Racine County Fairs Committee and fair coordinators have been amazing and are top notch. I truly feel so fortunate to have the opportunity to work with them, and they have taught me so much. Coming into this competition, I wasn't sure exactly what it would hold, but knew if I kept a positive attitude and was kind to everyone, that it would pay off.
What is something you learned about yourself throughout these past few days here at the competition?
That's a hard one. I think I learned so many things about myself and fairs and the agricultural industry within the last couple days. I've always had a passion for my fair and the fair industry and agriculture and the Wisconsin State Fair growing up showing there, but I never realized how much I just love Wisconsin and all the counties that it has to offer.
And throughout these days, you got a chance to interact with a lot of other women from throughout the state who are also fairs for their county. What is something you maybe learned from them that you hope to carry through as Wisconsin Fairs to the Fairs?
It was truly an inspirational week, and it was because of all the other contestants. They were an amazing group of girls, and I feel so fortunate to have been able to meet and get to know each and every one of them. I love the opportunity, and I hope I can continue to inspire others like they have inspired me this week.
What is your main goal for the year ahead? Something you want to accomplish?
Something I really want to accomplish this year is to really showcase the fair industry and what makes each county fair unique. I plan to advocate for the Wisconsin State Fair, but also all the amazing counties that also happen around the state.
That was Kelsey Henderson, the newly selected 2024 Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs. Henderson will serve a one-year term, and her responsibilities include appearances at fairs and events throughout the state, working with media, and promoting the importance of Wisconsin fairs. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Incoming!
Don't worry, it's not raining elephants. That's just the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering our strongest silage lineup ever, again. Get ready for even better trait quality, even greater tonnage potential, and even more milk per acre. See how Dairyland Seed silage outperformed the competition in your area at showmethesilageyield.com. That's showmethesilageyield.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Twitter.
We've got Cody Koster, broker analyst with EverAg, joining us here in about 5-6 minutes. Stick around for that conversation. He's going to try to give us some insights into what's happening with dairy. Yesterday, dairy actually performed pretty well in Chicago. Barrel cheese was up a penny at 148. 40-pound block cheese was up a nickel at 156. But AA butter, that stood still. Now, this morning in overnight electronic trade, we've got February milk up 16 cents right now at 1638 a hundredweight. The March milk's up 8 cents, 1674 a hundredweight. Currently, March corn is up a penny at 461. December new crop up a penny at 492. March soybeans are up a dime at 1246, with November new crop up 8 right now at 1214. July new crop wheat, that's up 2 cents, currently at 634 a bushel. You know, our team is doing our red letter best to try to bring you all the details from all the conventions that are happening across the state of Wisconsin. The charity at the Wisconsin Fair Association is a perfect example. I will be up at Dairy Strong next week. That's going to be at the KI Convention Center in Green Bay. Stephanie Hoff is going to be at the UW Ag Outlook Forum. That's going to be on January 23rd. And another one that we might add to our list is the upcoming Wisconsin Bison Producers Annual Conference. They are getting together up in Green Bay, hosted by Oneida Nation. Bison producers from across the state are going to be focused in on where their markets are going, what's going on with licensing and inspection. How about the supply-demand situation for our Wisconsin bison? Now, if you're interested in maybe being a part of that conversation, you need to know that pre-registration is required. They need to have an exact headcount. They're also going to be doing a little farm tour at Mike and Connie Mouse's place out in Seymour, so they need numbers. You can find out how to register and let them know you're on your way. WIBison.com. WIBison.com. Cody Koster with EverAg is up next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
A whole lot of folks going to be using that snowblower, the shovel, the skid steer loader, the front end loader, whatever you got. We've got more snow coming in across the state of Wisconsin. Be sure and join us tomorrow morning as we keep you up to date on how it is evolving across the state. Cody Koster with EverAg is joining us this morning. You're in Michigan, right, Cody? What kind of snow do you have on the ground?
That's right, Pam. So right now we've got about maybe 2 to 3 inches. As we're speaking, looking at the weather radar, and in pure Michigan fashion, this coming weekend we have the least amount is 10 inches, the most is 18 of snow. So anywhere in between there. Sounds like we are going to get whatever you folks get, tomorrow.
We'll send it your way. Cody and I were kind of talking, though. It's not funny because next week is a major dairy industry gathering with Dairy Strong, and they are going to be up in the Green Bay area Tuesday and Wednesday for a lot of their activities. And you said that might snaggle your plans.
Yeah, I know my flight leaves on Sunday night, and just looking at this blue weather pattern coming across. We're hoping we make it out on time.
Yeah, it's not a long flight, but you still got to get there. All right. Well, Cody, let's talk a little bit about your observations, what's been going on in the dairy markets. I said earlier in the broadcast that it's nice to see a little sign of life when it comes to our cheese market. I just wonder how strong that sign of life is.
Yeah, it's really nice right now, Pam. And I think what happened is we're hearing that there was a decent-sized export order that got off last week compared to last week's prices at about $1.41 cheese. And if you look at the global dairy trade that we had recently, their price is $1.89. We're at $1.41. People are saying, okay, we should be able to get some product out of here, even if freight and shipping is a little bit more expensive. And it sounds like that has finally happened. So we've seen some green on the board for the past 4 trading sessions in a row, and things are looking good, February through April. I guess what I would be leery of is saying if we go too high too fast and all of a sudden we are at like $1.90, $1.92 type cheese area, that's where I would get a little bit leery of saying, okay, maybe our price needs to pull back just a tad, because in typical American fashion, we go from low to high extremely fast, and then we go from high to low just about as fast. And it can really be a roller coaster.
The other thing I'm thinking is risk management right now, Cody. You don't want to rest on your laurels, and it's now the time when you've got to decide what tools, what complements you want to use.
Exactly, yeah. We want to get a plan ready for when these prices do look good. For the longest time, I think the past like 4 weeks, we've been saying hold off. This rally higher should be coming, and now it's here. But like you said, we don't want to get everyone to kind of sit back and say, well, we're going to go from $1.40 cheese to $2 cheese and everything is going to be A-okay in the industry. That's not what we're saying. We're trying to prepare everyone for when we are at the same price as the rest of the world. That's when we usually start coming off extremely hard, thinking like a rock, and we want to be prepared risk management wise on that side.
Are you talking more about like spring flush, that type of thing?
Probably. I mean, you start getting into February, March, and depends on how high this market can go, how fast. But you get into that spring flush time frame, that's when markets really start teetering on the downward side. Now, looking at where prices were last year, we were actually in our upward trajectory at the beginning of December in 2022. So this year's a little bit different. With everything going on in the world and China not being back in the buying seat for GDT last year into this year, and it's just kind of been a wonky year. But I do expect these prices to get a little bit better, at least going into the spring flush, and then we kind of settle out and see where things are really setting.
What about cow numbers, Cody, and available heifers? Tell me a little bit about how you see that might play out this spring.
We're looking forward to the December milk production report that comes out in late January. But I can tell you, just talking to producers all over the country, the heifer inventory is not there. And I think a big part of that is just the beef on dairy that's happened the past 2 years, the breeding cycles is, when you have a black Angus calf that hits the floor, and depending on where you are in the country, that calf might be at a day old valued at anywhere from $425 to $500. That is what you are going to breed for, and that is what people have told me they have bred for. Now, that leaves out a lot of the heifer strength. So if you are doing this and your neighbor is doing this and you're used to buying replacement heifers from your neighbor, that's where this whole snag is coming into place. And I believe we're in the heifer shortage right now. And I think it's only going to get a little bit worse as we go into the full year of 2024. Now, if milk production comes out at the end of January and we are anywhere from 0.8% to a full percent lower, I think we better watch out, because that's going to be a big shakeup to the industry at that point. I think that's when, if we are down in cow numbers, let's say we're down anywhere from, 10 to 15,000, that's when it's going to catch people's attention. And that I believe that's when the prices should really rally faster than expected at that point.
Cody Koster along with us from EverAg. If you want to find them or any of that team, go to ever.ag. And it sounds like some of the team's going to try to make it to Dairy Strong next week up in Green Bay. Less than 60 seconds left, Cody. One more question. China's Lunar New Year, any possibility that might help shake us loose a few sales?
We were actually just talking about this internally yesterday, and I think it does. I think whenever you get people that are celebrating the new year coming out in droves, they need to get things bought. And I believe that's going to help the price of dairy, pork, beef, everything, because you're going to need to feed a bunch of people on a different variety of that platter.
Very good point. Let's keep our fingers crossed. All right, buddy, good luck on trying to get to Green Bay for Dairy Strong next week. Maybe I'll get a chance to pump your arm physically up there next week.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Pam.
Excellent. Cody Koster joining us live this morning from Michigan. Again, one of the broker analysts that we lean on from our friends at EverAg. That's ever.ag. Tomorrow morning, we are going to be sharing more stories on the Century Sesquicentennial Farms that dot the state of Wisconsin. Tune in for that. And again, a lot of information about the weather that will be unfolding starting tomorrow morning, continuing through the weekend. This morning, exercise caution out there and be safe.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Why we should all care about the Farm Bill. Today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Federal farm programs could very well be the best investment of taxpayer dollars ever. For one, 4/5 of the money allocated in the Farm Bill goes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to help feed those on low incomes. The remainder benefits farmers and rural communities. University of Arkansas ag economist Andrew Anderson.
Subsidies are, and farm policy is designed to secure our food supply chain. It's important strategically for this country.
During the COVID pandemic and afterward, we got a good look at what can happen when supply chains are disrupted. Those subsidies Anderson refers to involve discounted crop insurance. It's a risk management tool that helps keep farmers in business in the event of crop losses. Anderson says we all have a stake in that.
Agriculture is a unique industry. Agriculture is needed and essential, and it improves people's lives. So I think whatever capacity you work in agriculture, whether it's in agricultural media like you, whether it's in research like me, or whether it's in production like many of the farmers and ranchers, we're all contributing to a really unique industry that does a lot of good in the world.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.